and welcome to the Love Meesh Podcast. I'm your host, Meesh, and it's a billion podcasts to listen to, and the universe guided you right here to this one. I've been podcasting for about 3 years now, so happy third birthday to me. I'm super excited to continue growing and sharing my journey with you. So welcome to my world. Hey, loves, and welcome to another episode of the Love Meesh Podcast. This was completely unexpected. I was supposed to be working on freaking robots, but these are how messages come to me when they come. I just have to decipher them, put them in order, and just send them back out. So today's podcast episode is going to be about Aniko. And I heard her a while back. And you know how my mind is. I just went through other stuff. And so when she came back up, I was like, I know who that is. I heard her. I know who that is. And before I go into any other details, I'm about to tell it all. Let's go over our podcast reco. So first one is going to be local business reco. I want to give a shout out to the Friends of the Jacksonville Public Library. It is a nonprofit organization located University Boulevard, Jacksonville, Florida. They sell used books. They have a membership and a non-membership. For the membership, you could get 2 brown paper bags full of books for $15 and get the third one for free. So you're really getting 3 bags for $15. And when I tell you, I was like a kid in a candy shop. I felt like a kid at Christmas, writing my list to Santa and, you know, waiting for my toys. So it's in the back of the library. So whether you know it or not, the library basically has like a storage section. And I guess all of the libraries kind of send the books there. It's like a storage area. So when you get your books online and they say it's not here, but we'll pull it, they could possibly be pulling it from there, or who knows. Or as they get new books, they probably cipher out older books, yada, yada, yada. The point is, when I order a book on Amazon, it's $10, $12. I don't do Kindle anymore. I get the actual books, because if the internet should shut down, I have my books and I want a big ass library in my home. And it just brings back memories of Beauty and the Beast, because I just love that big ass number one, I love the fact that she could read. None of the other princesses had a love of reading. And since my mom made us go to the library every weekend, I fell in love with reading. I was learning new things. I could travel with my imagination. You know, the list goes on. And so when that Disney princess loved reading and people were picking on her about it, I resonated. And then, you know, she just wasn't excited about everyday ordinary stuff, because her mind was filled with so much knowledge. She was above the average person. And when she met the Beast, she didn't judge him by his beastly character. On the simple fact that he was a beast, she was looking at his character. So when he didn't treat her nice, she said that was like an ugly outlook. When he warmed up to her and he was nice, she fell in love with him as a beast, and that essentially turned him into a prince, which he was. He just got turned into a beast because a witch cast a spell on him for being ugly. She physically made him an ugly beast. But that library was insane. Okay, so let me get back to it. So my mission when I went to the library was, as I'm working on Roses and Thorns and I'm working through my traumas, I'm on generational ancestry trauma right now. And my heritage is Native American, which is Cherokee, Africa, and Egyptians. So I wanted to get books on Indian, Native Americans, on the Egyptians, and on Africa culture. So I succeeded. I was able to get those. I found some books on pregnancy and fertility. I found some books on my favorite subject ever, which is consciousness. I'm going to talk about that in a moment. But when I tell y'all, my mom gave me this big ass cooler to put the books in, because it's just me. And there was a lot of books to carry and it would have been heavy. And I put them books in that damn, I filled that cooler up. I'm talking about a rolling cooler, y'all. I filled that cooler up. And then when I got to the front, I had to put them in the bag to show the lady that they fit. And that was $15. I kid you not. I have so many books. I probably have more books than clothes, because a lot of my clothes are in storage. It's just insane. So yeah, shout out to Jacksonville Public Library, because your girl got books. And their website is www.fjpl.org. Okay, so a TV movie reco will be Escape from New York. I have a link below where you can click to watch it for free. I listened to the, I ordered a book from, okay, so Dr. W. Blair is one of my esoteric teachers because I have so many. If you just open your ears, God will send you so many teachers. It's not one person that's going to teach you everything. They are all around in all different genres. So I am going to do a podcast on all the mentors that I've come across. You are a mentor, whether you know it or not. Everybody around you is a mentor. We're all teaching different things, but there's specific gurus that tackle consciousness and spirituality and stuff. But everybody's teaching everybody every day. But anyways, so I ordered a book, and within that book was so many flyers on how to fast and this, that, the other, and one of them was different conscious books that you should watch. Now, I love this company because I ordered one book and they sent me all that stuff for free. They didn't charge me X amount of dollars to get a list of different conscious movies, TV series, and animes to watch. Like, I'm just an avid believer. Like, send this shit out and it's going to reach who it need to reach, and you're going to get blessed how you're supposed to be blessed. So on that category was a lot of conscious movies that I have seen. And one of them was Escape from New York. Now, I haven't seen it yet. That's on my to-do list. Today's Saturday, so I'm either going to watch it tonight if I don't fall asleep, or tomorrow, probably after my nephew's birthday party. But I saw clips of it, and what brought me to, after I saw it on the list, what brought me to it is I was following a YouTuber that was talking about how the moon is a reflection of a big ass planet that we all are on, and that planet has craters so deep that whole continents are inside. And so he has a map of the moon, and in every crater, we call them planets, but if it's a reflection looking down, they're really craters that are going in the ground. And I'm like, oh my God. So that just opened up my mind to so much. And then another guy came up on my YouTube and he was like, it's 178 worlds and everything is just like colliding to me. And that's just on this realm, because we didn't even get to the spiritual realm yet. But physically, like, yes, there's a lot that they don't tell us. There's more beyond the ice walls. So anyways, he brought up the movie Escape from New York, and he actually pulled up a map of Escape from New York and put it on the map of the moon and showed that it was America in the world and how he was trying to escape. So what he was basically saying is one of the laws is they have to tell us the truth, but the way they do it is so sneaky. They tell us the truth in a roundabout way, just so much enough that they don't get in trouble, but just so much that we're confused as hell. Like, we're looking at this movie like Escape from New York. No, they're talking about escaping from the damn ice walls and getting out of this realm to go to other planets. So I used to wonder why on a spiritual journey, people didn't just say everything. Everything is not going to make sense. You have to go on a journey your own, and it's like walking up a staircase. Okay, so you learn your ABCs, and then you learn your sight words, and then you learn sentences, and then you could do paragraphs, and then you could dissertations and, you know, research papers. So somebody cannot just sit you down and tell you everything. You have to get it the way that you get it, whether it's art, music, dance, whatever. And mine just happens to be books and YouTube and stuff. But you have to build that knowledge base on your own, and then other stuff will start gravitating towards you because you get it. Like, knowledge could be in front of your face right now, but because you don't have those building blocks, that foundation, it just went right over your head. So just keep swimming, keep swimming, keep swimming, keep swimming. And more is going to come together, because I don't think I want to understood that long ago. Like, what? You mean there's 178 planets? What? You mean the moon is a map? But because of everything that I've learned in between, I have more puzzle pieces. And I'm like, okay. It's starting to match. But I was just excited about that, because I'm like, oh my God. I get them from different people. Like, I ordered that book a long time ago, and he was like, watch Escape from New York. And here it go, a couple months later, this YouTuber talking about the map of the moon is really the earth, and then another guy's talking about 178 planets. These are three completely different people. So you're gonna have so many teachers on earth. Just pay attention to them all. They all have a job to do. Nobody can do this one job by themselves. Even Jesus had John the Baptist, right? John the Baptist came before him, you know, to, you know, lay down the foundation so that he could build. And it's the same way with us. Like, other people are going to come and lay down a foundation, and it's like building a freaking house. House of Knowledge and Information. But so yeah, I'm excited to check that. So now that I look at the movie and he's gonna be escaping from New York, I'm like, okay, these bitches really trying to escape out of the damn ice walls. And then the podcast audio reco would be Silly Women Syndrome. Who is this by? I forgot this man's name. Hold on, let me get his name. I don't want to click it because it's going to go away. What is his name? It would have came up on my YouTube, but I got so much King's Affirmation on there. It's probably way down. So let me see. Silly Woman's Syndrome. There you go. By Pastor R.C. Blakes. Now let me tell you what I like about. There's two types of people in the world. You got your R.C. Blake, and you got your what's the man name who died? Kevin Samuels. I'm so sorry about that. Kevin Samuels had some truthful things to say, but because he did not grow up in a loving environment with the divine feminine, he had a negative experience with them. So he's going to reflect that. And this is how the world is. He had a negative experience growing up. His mom had negative things to say about men. His aunties had negative things to say about men. And here he is, a man sitting at the table listening to them. I would never do that if I have a young king. At some point, you have to realize that you're choosing these people, and it has nothing to do with the whole species of what we call men. And especially if you're in the presence of a young man, you're just going to just talk about his species like that. That's like a father saying, women ain't nothing, bitches, 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 and his daughter sitting there. Excuse me. So although he had some good things to say, not all, because his perspective was skewed just because of his, you know, upbringing, all that other stuff. No matter what he called himself, his message could not be fully heard because of his delivery. You can say Jesus could have said the most amazing thing, but if his delivery wasn't well, it would not have been received. And I think as humans, it was so bad that he had to dumb it down as in children fables. Like, and that's why he kept saying it. You will not make it to heaven unless you are like these kids, because you know they're so innocent and pure, and you know when you grow up you just start to feed yourself so much negative, you veer off the path, and it's like, you know, go back to basics. But anyways, then you have R.C. Blakes. He's married, he has a wife. Here he is talking about the silly woman syndrome. It's the same concept that Kevin Samuels was talking about. But he did it in an honorable and respectable way. Number one, he has a wife. She has a past. He has daughters. Who knows what their past may be? And he has a whole congregation. Who knows what their past will be? You cannot nail somebody's head like it's a nail and a hammer. It's not going to work. You're going to tear them down. They're going to be angry. And they cannot hear you past the emotions. Women are emotional beings. And I know men are logical. So that's probably why he wasn't caring about the emotions. He was just spitting the logics. I get it. R.C. Blakes, on the other hand, because we are dual beings, we are feminine and masculine, he was able to tap into his feminine side, his husband's side, his father's side, his pastor's side, his feminine side, hello, and he was able to give a much needed message in a kind and gentle way. Now, because he spoke with so much love, everything wasn't gentle, but because he put so much love or fluff, whatever you want to call it, around it, it was well received. I mean, the truth hurts by itself. That's in the Bible. The truth cuts like a sword. So no matter what, it's going to cut. It's going to be a sword. But at least you could soften those blows. If a kid is running around and they scrape their knee, yeah, they're going to have a scab. They're going to bleed. But what does the mother do? She cleans it up with peroxide. She puts a band-aid on it and she may kiss it. It didn't take away the fact that they got bruised, you know, bled and going to have a scar. But she just softened that blow. So I really enjoyed the first time I saw it. It cut. And I was like, refresh. I don't know what happened. That was the enemy. And then he had to re-upload it later. And I was like, oh my God, I really like his messages. So he has books and stuff. He has classes that you can take. So check him out. I really like him. And I believe I've heard of him before. But I guess I'm in a season of my life now where, I don't know, it's in my spiritually naked archive. So I just save them. And whenever I'm doing stuff, I could just push play and listen. So, Ceiling Women Syndrome by R.C. Blakes. Okay. The Reiki healing and prayer record would be for artists all over the world. As creators, we are all artists. When you cook a meal, that's artistry. You just don't put maybe the garnishments or make the presentations as nice as a fancy restaurant, but you're still creative in your own way, right? There's different levels. But we all create, and I can't wait to do my Sims episode because it's really a reflection. As within, so without. So someone looked at our eternal life and created an external Sims, and I just think that is so cute. But we all are creative in our own rights, whatever that may be. But because no one really sits down and nurtures what our creativity is, we may roam this world until we finally find it, and then we could start to excel. Just imagine how much better the world would be if we started out as finding out what your creative passion is and just going from there. We would skip that whole school and college system, and everything would be like the arts, creativity, philosophy, like back in the day. But I just want to send out a Reiki healing prayer for all the artists, because art is really therapeutic. Art is really healing. And I think we have strayed away from that. And I think we're coming back. Like, that's what this podcast is going to be about. We are coming back to creativity, to the healing powers. And I see so many changes, and I can't wait to dip into that. So the music record would be Aaliyah Shetterfield. And she has a song on Earth is Ghetto. And I really like that. Like, when I put Aniko on my iTunes, and I did create a station, all these other songs that I've never heard of came through, and she was one of them. I'm like, okay, I like this genre. I like these artists. Like, we are fed so much stuff. You're fed the top 100 list. It's billions of artists out there and trillions of songs out there that you've never heard of. We're only going to hear what they pick for that top 100. Do you know how much control and power that is? Whatever emotions they're putting out, that's what people are going to be constantly listening to on radio, TV shows, movies. And it's really controlling the energy. It's really controlling the healing. And it just goes so deep. But let me go to the next one, because that's part of the podcast. So the spiritual teacher, mentor, guide record would be Wisdom and Light. I really like her. My best friend put me on her. And every time she do celebrity, I don't be worried about celebrities no more. They don't got nothing to do with me. They money ain't my money. They problem ain't my problem. And I just feel like it's irrelevant at this point in my life. But I did see Chloe about to have another baby. I'm just like, oh my God. Like, but you know, let people live their life and learn their lessons. She do all the zodiacs, and then she do her celebrity, and then she'll talk about CERN, and I've never seen her do anything like that. Like, that's up my alley. That's what I be on. Like, if you say CERN, people ain't gonna know what the hell you talk about. Like, these scientists, we should have all majored into science, by the way, because science of the body, science of the mind, that's literally the answer to the world, right? But again, they got us focused on all this other stuff so we could be worker bees. But they are trying to, they shoot atoms at really high, you know, speed so they can collide. And they want to measure the impact of that collision, because they're looking for the spark particle, which is life. Like, I feel like they already have the robots, right? But something is missing. They want to put that spark in them robots. And that's just what my spirit and my soul is telling me. You can create beings, and I feel like there's clones and everything that you can think of under the sun. It's just my personal belief, not trying to put it on you. But in order for it to be an exact duplicate of what God did, it has to have what? That breath of life. And I feel like that's what they're trying to do. To me, the breath of life is energy. It's the God particle that spark. So once they put that in them damn machines, it's going to be a wrap. Like, I really feel like that's what they're trying to do. Some people say they're trying to open up portals and let aliens in, this, that, and the other. But that's what my mind and my intuition is telling me. And I'm just going by that now. I'm just, because I don't know where it came from. You know, it had to come from a higher source because I don't know about this stuff. So if it comes to me, I'm like, okay. And God must have given it to me because I don't know. But yeah, check her out. And she's always, always right. Like, she literally... She was saying, like, for Libra, she was like, you're going to quit your job. Don't tell nobody what you're doing. Something amazing is going to happen. Like, I remember the last time she was saying, you're going to be pregnant. And lo and behold, my best friend's sister was pregnant. But I had saw her nose in one of her Snapchats. And I was like, are you pregnant? And she was like, no. And maybe she wasn't. But then later, she was like, she was pregnant. And I don't know why, but I look at somebody's nose. I remember Hood Healer nose got big. And I was like, congratulations in her comment. Only one. Like, I don't know. But I am with the books that I got from the library. I got a lot of pregnancy books. Like, I know God is going to take me down that path of being a doula, a healer, or something with the kids. Like, I just cannot get away from it. I have so many books on that. So let me see. So that was Wisdom and Light. Okay, so a good book or a good read reco would be Quantum Healing by Deepak Chopra. This is one of the books that I got from the library. So can y'all believe I got 3 big bags of books for $15? Once again, that's one book on Amazon. And I wanted to be sad because I was like, oh my God, they don't have a lot of spiritual books. But I stopped because I'm trying to watch my thoughts. And I said, oh, you know, God, I'm so thankful for the books that I do have. You gave me the books that I need right now for $15. And I can always get the other ones later on Amazon, you know. No need to think, oh my God, I don't have books. And just be disappointed the whole while when I still got 3 big ass bags of books. So just learning to be thankful, you know, even when disappointments arise. But look, I was able to get this Quantum Healing, Exploring the Frontiers of the Mind-Body Medicine. So when I say, you know, fertility keeps coming to me, I kid you guys not. Kids, babies, just the innocence, the energy, the laugh. I don't know. It's just something deep within me. I don't know. I could have been a mother in my past life. Like, I don't know. I can't really explain it. I'll probably have to get somebody to sit down and break that down with me. But even in this book, it's talking about healing. So I can't get away from herbs. I can't get away from healing. And I can't get away from kids. And it's like, in my life, I'm working on healing. In my life, I'm working on fertility, you know. And in my life, I'm working on my mind. So it's like, whatever you're battling, God will send you the answers. But it's up to you to, I guess, answer the calling. Or to catch the answers, or to want to find the answers and solve it for yourself. Because as much as we want to save people, this is a selfish world. This, someone once said, no one exists but you, and everything outside of you is a reflection. I would like to say that we all exist and we all are reflections of God. Just because when you think of creation itself, you're just duplicating yourself. So your grandmother had your mom had you, and it just keeps going and going and going. But if everybody was alive, it would be you would have 1,000,000 grandmas lined up. And I just kind of see us like that with God. Like, God had a child, and it just kept going, and then here we all are. So we still are, you know, God, essentially just living different lives. And how amazing is that to be able to experience all the different paths in life? Like, how many lifetimes would it take for you to literally live all the lifetimes? We can just divide yourself up and do it. But this podcast is going to be so amazing. I can't wait to get into it to tell y'all another message that I got. But the first part of this book, because I started reading, a doctor was born in India and did not learn about quantum healing, right? Someone in America taught him with meditation. One of his patients was ill, and he was teaching him that there are healing powers deep within us that go to the heart and the soul. And let me tell you how universe speaks to me too. Now, these words keep coming to me. The word, and it was on my YouTube, and I didn't click on it. I'm like, I don't know what that is. I don't know. It just didn't grab my, it didn't grab my interest. So, Ayurveda, Ayurveda. And it's an Indian practice that focus on healing spiritually with teas, etc., etc., etc. And then Vaidya is an invincible warrior because he fights the element of death. A Vaidya gives; he is the giver of life, and so he is cherished in nature. It's gonna be one of my kids' name. I really love that. So in Western medicine, the doctors don't heal. You know, they eventually they kill you. And I hate to say it, but it's true. Holistic doctors, more Eastern medicine, they focus on healing you to get you off of the pills. To they really push you to nature, and nature heals you. Now, this is the biggest mindfuck to me. The Bible says fruit and vegetable is your medicine. I've never, ever, ever seen a pastor stand up and say, go to our botanical garden and get these herbal teas. Blah, 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 blah. You know, never, ever. But I can go to a Buddha culture or some other religion that's not supposed to be God, supposed to send you to hell. And here they are pointing you to the to nature. So I don't understand why people can't connect the dots. Like, your religion is not pushing you to nature and health and healing, but these other religions are. Maybe, just maybe, some things aren't all the way true in your religion. You know, has that ever crossed anyone's mind? But, you know, everybody's journey, you know, it is what it is. But I want to give my kids names meaning, so that's going to definitely be one of them. Like, whether they turn out to be a doctor or not, you are a warrior of life, period. Because that's what your mama is. It's like, when death come, I'm going to know that I did, mama did all she could, and these people just was ready to go. Because, I don't know, like, sometimes you can pray for the answers, like, God, help me. He may not send you a doctor. He may not send you a prescription. He may not send you the answer. But maybe someone is in your circle that's saying, hey, let's do these teas and herbs and stuff. Hey, did you hear about this? Hey, did you hear about that? So you steady praying every night for the answers, and God is like, I've been sent you the answer. Because you deny her, you deny me. If we all are children of God, there's God in all of us, whether we live up to that God spark or not. But that's getting into what I want to talk about on the podcast. So I'm just excited to continue to read. You know, just like, the more that I step towards God, the more that God reveals. And I'm just so very thankful for that, because just a few years ago, I wasn't interested in this. Like, I knew about the chakras and stuff like that, but I don't know. I wasn't this deep with it. It was basic. Put it that way. It was very surface and basic. Like, I just knew. And now I'm like, yeah, you need to wear these colors. Or when I look at people, like, I saw her singing on one of her videos. She had on all orange. I was like, she is sending out sacral energy healing through her music. And people don't even know that y'all looking at that color, y'all listen to them frequencies. And what is she healing? Your sacral? It's just like, I would have never put that together. Like, before, but anyways, we can keep going. So I'm excited to finish that. So the quote for the podcast would be, everybody is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing that it is stupid. Albert Einstein. I like this quote because we all are in different lanes creatively, and if you try to step into someone else's lane, it's not going to be perceived well. If I try to go play basketball, everybody will be like, who is this on our team? And get no points. Like, she ain't even tall enough. Like, what? That's not my lane. If I try to go play football, like, no, that's not my lane. My creativity is not going to shine because I'm not even utilizing it, right? So once you get in your lane, that's when you shine. And they have us thinking that you don't shine unless you reach millions. That is not true. The Bible even says that angels clap when one person comes home. One. So that means whatever you do, write, dance, cook, sing, write a play, it doesn't matter. If it reaches one person, that may have been your mission. That one person. And you know what the funny part is? A lot of these YouTubes that I look at, these people started these channels 10 years ago and I'm just now getting to it. Like light language. These people are speaking a language that I would hear in church called speaking in tongue. And they're selling healing through high-pitched voices and with their Rinki through their voice. Rinki is not just the hands. Rinki can be your mind. Rinki can be your damn eyes. Rinki can be your hands. Rika could be your aura. Rika could be your voice. That power is in everything. It's from you out. You can give it to yourself and you can send it to others. And you channel it from source. But some of us are so depleted or we have blocked our channel from source. You got to do the work, do the shadow work to open back up that channel to receive that energy. And then from that point is, what are you going to do with it? Of course, you're going to heal yourself first, but then now what are you going to do? It's so much, it's overflowing. You have no choice but to spread it to others. So that's what I want to talk about on this podcast. I'm so excited to get there. So you are creative. If you don't feel creative, you're not in your lane. Another thing that I did, I'm just starting to do things for myself, is I went to, if you want to give me anything for my birthday, it's going to be an Amazon gift card so I can get books, or a Hobby Lobby, Michaels, or Joanne gift card, like the craft places. I went to Hobby Lobby and my mission was, I originally wanted to do a waist belt for Egyptian. That one was going to be gold. I wanted to find some type of Egyptian charms to go with it. For a Native American, I didn't know what color that was going to be, but I wanted to find some Native American charms. And for African, I didn't know, you know, what the color was going to be, but I knew I wanted African charm. And I need to get the elastic and the glue, you know, all the tools to be able to make it. When I tell you, I was in that store for hours on one aisle just looking. It was so much stuff. Why is it so damn expensive? So some stuff I'm going to make, like I made a ring, I made a heart ring, I made heart earrings, I made a rose ring, I gave it to my sister, but y'all know I'm not patient, and it's this little board that I'm supposed to get, that you just wrap the wire around it, make the shape, because baby, I need that, because that wire be making shapes of its own. I'm like, wait, man, my patience ain't that high. So if I need to buy, I will. The stuff was just so cute, and you know what? I didn't feel bad because I was obsessed with Pandora bracelets. I think I got everybody a Pandora bracelet I could think of. The actual bracelet and the charms. And I was like, what? These same charms is on Amazon and these same charms is in the store. Like, I don't care about Pandora anymore. I'm going to start making my bracelets and my other stuff from these craft stores. And that is a source of creativity as well. And you can put your energy and your frequency on it. And you can give the jewelry your intention and it will do what you commanded it to do. So I decided not to do the waist beads. I did jewelry. So I was able to find a Native American charm. I already have a necklace. So I was able to put the charm on a necklace. I found some earrings and bracelets. I found an African one. I found a necklace, earrings, and I could reuse some of the bracelets because they got gold in them. And then I have a, what was the other one? Egyptian. The beetle has been calling out to me, y'all, and I'm gonna do a podcast on that. The beetle, when I read Dr. Blair's Woman, Man, and Child, I got a message about that beetle. And yeah, that's a whole other podcast. But anyways, so part of my Roses and Thorns is healing my aunt generational. And before I start with my family, I just went way back to the Native Americans in my lineage, the Africans in my lineage, the Egyptian in my lineage. And I wanted to be able to connect with them. So first thing I did was I journaled about them. I did a Hopano prayer for them. God, I cannot wait to release this book. So Hopano is a prayer to right a wrong. The first thing you do is you apologize. you ask for forgiveness, you're thankful, you give thanks, and then you give love. So it's usually, I apologize, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. So in that format, I did some questions because it's going to be journal format. Like, what is your background? You know, what did your people go through? How does that make you feel? You know, release whatever needs to be released. And I'm doing this as well as I'm writing it, which I know, you know, God is working with me because, like, I don't know. I'm channeling it from somewhere. So it was like our God spirit tuition was like, okay, put the hope and a prayer in there too. So I was asking my ancestors to, I apologize for all the wrongs that was done to them, to please, you know, forgive them, you know, thank you for, you know, accepting the apology and the forgiveness, and I love you. So that was the first part, because I've decided I'm going to put tattoos everywhere. Like, Hopino is going to be my next tattoo. Like, words are very important to me. Words mean nothing without the energy and the intuition, but we give that to them, so. Anyways, so that was the first part, the writing part. And then I did a collage of everything that my ancestors went through from those three different backgrounds. And then what they are doing today, like how they overcome the joy. And then I'm gonna go back and do three. I did one together. So all of them together, I did the bad stuff at the bottom, like a seed growing up. And as it sprouts, the good thing happens. So all the good things are at the top. I'm going to do three more. One to give homage to my natives, two to give homage to my African culture, and three to give homage to the Egyptian culture. And that one's going to be more like no depressing stuff, just all the good. So I wrote, I did my collage, good and the bad, and then I'm going to do my positive. Because remember, for every bad, you wanted to do more positive. So I'm going to do my positive on top of that. And then because I love shopping, I am a girl and I do love shopping. Instead of shopping in a negative way, you know, put myself in debt and just getting unnecessary things to get a high, I want to therapeutically shop. And I'm going to look that up. I'm pretty sure that's a thing because there's polarities to everything. You can overeat, you can undereat, and you could eat just right as a balance. And I think you can overspend, you can understand it, you can balance. And for me, this was a good balance. So instead of getting expensive ass Pandora bracelet to give homage to my culture, I went to Hobby Lobby and I was able to personalize. And even with me getting this jewelry, I'm like, oh, I could do that. So now I see ways that I can make my own. And now that I have the tools and stuff, because I bought a little kit, I'm going to start making my own. So the next thing that I would need to do is buy like this big ass jewelry organizer so I can put all my jewelry in there. And I'm gonna still do my crystals, but I just thought it was so cute. So right now I'm wearing my it's like a Native American axe with two feathers and a tassel, and it's like a jaguar color with tan and gold. And I found some cute little beaded earrings. And this look complicated. I could make the hoop, but I don't know how they got those beads on there. And these bracelets, I can definitely do this with some string. So I'm excited to get some stretchy string and start doing my bracelets. But just to give homage to them, like your ancestors, they are inside of you, inside of your DNA, the part of you that does not die. You're going to cycle back through your, you know, future children's DNA inside of them. You're going to be the small voice that they hear. Or, you know, maybe you'll be able to manifest and they can see you if they have the gift. But anyway, so yeah, I'm excited to talk about that book too, because it's definitely been healing. And I'm like, I got on my native necklace. And if anybody asks me about it, I'm just going to be so excited to tell them. I don't know. So yeah, that was pretty interesting. But the second half will be like homage to my grandma and everything she went through, homage to my mom. And I'm just going to just find different pieces of jewelry for all of my trauma. That's what I decided. I'm going to collage it out. I'm going to jewelry it out. And yeah. But let me see what else. So the RX Lab. Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? They worded it wrong. Because he didn't have any body to go with. Oh my God, that is so cute. You get it? Skeleton body? So make sure you keep laughter in your life. Like, laughter is just like medicine. You definitely need it. balance your emotions, balance your energy. And I saw 85 South today, and guess who was on there? 19 Keys. That's what I should have put down as the podcast. And the conversation was a little awkward because it was like they were on two different sides. And that's how I be feeling, like, if I try to talk about these aliens and shit with everyday people, they're going to be like, And I'm not going to want to talk about everyday stuff that they're talking about. But they held it together. Like, Carlos be downplaying it. But Carlos be knowing what's up. Carlos can go in every room, put it that way. Some people stay in a room and they stand out in a room. But Carlos, he'll walk in all the different topic rooms. Like, he be knowing. He knew everything 19 Keys was talking about. He just wanted to play devil's advocate. But yeah, check that one out. And it was some laughs in there too, although they were talking about, you know, getting better as a society, the importance of NFTs and stuff. But they still threw their little laughs in there. Okay, so now we can get to the meat and the potatoes of the freaking podcast. All right, so without further ado, you are going to be listening to Aniko's song, King's Affirmation, and 432 Hertz. And the rest of this podcast is going to be dedicated to all of the artists that sung, remixed, or rapped her beat. Like, I literally listened to this all day yesterday while I was riding around. It was on repeat. I'm just such an empath. I just love feels. It's just something. As an empath or a highly sensitive person, we really get vibes for sure. So the rest of this podcast is going to be dedicated on all her different versions. And in part two, I'll actually get into what I got from the, and it's just so weird now. Something as simple as a song is a whole message to me now. So yeah, tune in.
Promise. Always wanted to be famous, just being real, yeah, just being honest. My haters won't always be nameless, give them no clout, I give them no power. Creators look different, they ancient, sooner than later, all will be ours. I keep an eye out for the numbers, I stay in contact, synchronization. To infinity, even beyond it, I am a common, no destination. A lot of things I am above, and there are a lot of things that are above me. Do not come for the people I love, cause then I get scary, then I get uglier.
Yeah. I'm feeling like y'all need reminding. My aura's blinding, chakras aligning. I'm a creative and you a consumer, and that's why you never see me in design unless I design it. You ain't gon' top me, too busy talking. Never liking flavor, that's why you salty. Keep watching how I move, I know that you stalk me. My style, you copy that or walkie talking. Cause you, know I'm different. With this writing pen, be on the ceiling. Take your penicillin, know my flow contagious. You can't hold to swallow me without a chase. A hairy situation, had it cut it close. I guess I'm buzzing, 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 like I'm a racer. Environment, wildin', got my ass kicked. I was going home to do assignments, whole neighborhood be full of them assassins. Before I had tats and long hair, made my mind up to make it out of dirty, cause I knew that deep down I was a blessing that ain't even really belong there. Haters need to understand that I wrote my purpose, my mantra's daily hold. A lot of people tried to kill me in my mama womb when I was a baby. Single mother, but she raised me out of the jungle, full of the crazy killers, dealers, prostitutes, the dirty cops, and duck crack babies. Yeah, still the greatest. Yeah.
What if this sound?
I will be one of the greatest, that is of all, yeah, that is a promise.
Had a classical remix. Let's try it out. Put it all together, and it may sound a little something like this. What if this sounds?
Why don't you go and tell her? DJ Sponzi. Head up with the energy right now. Let's go.
Even I know the world, I'm just seeing on just synchronization.
one of the greatest, that is of all.
Ooh.
Ain't no problem.
It's 7.9 billion people in this world, yet you met me. And that is not by happen chance. It's a divine meeting, and may we guide each other well. If life is a school, what lesson did you learn today? What class did you take today? Did you pass or fail your test or pop quiz? If so, it's okay. Failing allows you to restudy an area that you're weak in so you can try again better than before and pass with 100%. Keep learning, evolving, and spreading love, and I hope you see the fruits of your labor. Namaste, love us day, and always vibe high, babe. Thanks a million for listening. I hope you have a better than great day. Love you. Talk to you later. Mwah. Bye.